Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Again for just coming in, stepping in this morning to share with the Grudging Nation another fabulous Monday, August 11th, 2014. Man, we are definitely moving ahead in this year, and things are definitely getting ready to start popping off. This morning, y'all know how the bread man do it. We're going to have several people coming in and probably won't have a tech talk this morning due to the fact I do have other arrangements here in a little bit. So I am going to try this again. It's going to be a short show this morning, but we are going to get a lot of information squared away on the show this morning. We know that those of you that have upcoming events, they will be coming in here to basically share with us where those events are going to be held for this weekend. With that being said, y'all know how the bread man do it. This morning, we will be definitely sharing the inspirational vitamin. And, you know, we will definitely be taking care of business as far as reading from our good book on certain topics. This morning, I'm going to go ahead and get started so we can get the show moving. Once again, I just want to thank everyone for getting up early. We had a long week here in Georgia. It was, it was nice to me. It rained all weekend. It allowed us to definitely read books and get some rest. Other places in Georgia, I don't know. I know it pretty much rained all here. But in Michigan, man, all I can tell you is them boys got to it. We would definitely try to get individuals that was there on the phone here a little later. With that being said, let's get to business. This morning, we're going to be reading about a brass door. A brass door. Pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. If you go to James 5 and 16, you can expound a little more, study up on what I'm about to read to you about a brass door. The character of the inner life is a condition of effective praying. As the life is, so the praying will be. The prayer of the righteous always achieves much. Indeed, one may go further and say that it is only the prayer of the righteous that achieves anything at all. The oppression of our lives often breaks the force of praying and is like a brass door in the face of a prayer. To have your eyes on God's glory and to be possessed by an interest, desire to please Him in all your ways, give power to prayer. Let's go to prayer. Father God, we come to you this morning, giving thanks for allowing us to have another special Monday with you. We thank you for this fellowship. We thank you for those that are able to get up early and get on this phone and share whatever they went through, O Heavenly Father, on this line. You allow each and every one of us to make it home from whatever race they attended over the weekend, O Heavenly Father. We ask that for those that are sick and shut in to heal them right now, O Heavenly Father. We want to add an extra blessing on the Gibson family, O Heavenly Father. We just pray that they make it through the morning that they're going through, the hurt and discomfort, O Heavenly Father. We ask right now that you continue to bless the Grudge world, continue to bless the Grudge nation itself. We ask that you continue to allow us to just come about, come out of our shortcomings that we may be going through, O Heavenly Father, press through them. We ask that you continue to just bless all our family members. We ask, O Heavenly Father, that as we continue to go into this week, that you keep us safe from hurt, harm, or danger. We ask all these blessings and more in Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen. For allowing me to just spend that time with you, like I was saying earlier, we need to get it in today. With that being said, I had some hands up, but evidently I got one up here. 910-9425, your hand is up. Let me let you in. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Bread Man One Time Show. How you doing? Hello? I don't hear him. Y'all hear me? But with that being said, let me go on to this next one here. 3356. 3356.
Bread Man, this is 007. I'm just listening to the show this morning. You know what? I got a pretty good morning. I'm just listening to see what's going on, you know?
How you doing? Long time no hear from 007. How you doing this morning?
Hey, what's up, baby? What's up? I'm doing all right.
That's good.
I'm making it. Got a good morning this morning. I'm trying to take it as Christ. That's it.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. 007, you starting to get back on these shows now. You must be looking to create some action again, 007. We ain't forgot about
you. I'm going to try to engage again. You know what, Brad? Man, I've been going through this little storm for this the month that it started in August here. Hopefully this little storm will go ahead and pass and I can see some sunshiny days. And as soon as I see some sunshiny days, I'm going to try to get me some oil pressure again, you know?
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Try to give me a little oil pressure.
We've been having some good little races going down here, 007. What you been looking at and you know what I mean? What you been scouting out? I mean, you know, they got a little blue truck out there now, old Tommy, you know what I mean? What it does that prime time camp, they gonna keep a truck on them, man. Good God almighty.
Oh yeah, Brett, man. They, you know, old prime time, they kind of, you know, I kind of introduced them to the little SDN game, and they're trying to hold up. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm talking
about. You know, we still got that little SDN belt out here, and you know, it's just amazing that nobody really came and challenged us for the belt. Since
right.
We won that belt about 2 years ago. Well, it's been
right
2 years ago.
Right, right.
And I'm in the process of trying to get back the little red S10, you know what I'm saying? Little red Riding Hood. She been gone from home for about a year and a half now. It's time for her to come on home. My dog has come on home.
Okay.
I'm going to have trouble in that primetime camp if I can get that little truck back, you know?
That's what's up. Well, listen, 007, let me go ahead and get with the meek of the show.
Go ahead.
You're going to be on mute. Just come in when you want to. Just mute your phone, and I'm going to hold your mic up.
All right. Okay.
All right, I appreciate you. With that being said, y'all, we got an individual on here that was actually the one of the founders of the race this past week up in Michigan, and we gonna get him on in here. Let me clip him in. This man don't need too much of an introduction, but you know how the bread man do it. The one and only Peso Production.
Man, what's going on? What's going on?
Man, boy, y'all got to it up there, didn't it? Y'all got to it, Peso. Welcome to the Bread Man one-time show. One time for
man.
Your mind. How you doing this morning,
man,
my brother?
No, I'm doing good, man. That was the best introduction I ever had, man. I like that. Thank you, man. I like that.
No problem, man. No problem. We like to have fun on this show, and you know what I mean? That's what life is about, man, making everybody feel special. You know what I mean? That's what I like doing, because we all somebody. But Peso, talk to me.
Well, man.
Peso.
Well, man, I got my right hand man in the business, man. My main partner, you know, we do a lot of work. He on the phone too, man. I got Never Scared Racing, Big Wayne on as well. He at work, so he got some background. He muted, so we got both of us on the call, man. And you know, we put on a beautiful show this past weekend, and so far people are saying it's the best show they ever been to their entire life. So with that being said, man, we can get into some details. You know, me and Wayne really tried to make the game more interesting. So we said, let's give away $10,000. And then we said, well, how much are we going to charge for a buy-in? And me and him kept going back and forth. And we said, we're going to do the buy-in for free. We said, and people looked at us like we was crazy. Like, how y'all going to give away $10,000 and do it for free? And with that being said, man, we reached out to some people, and Team Z Motorsports was a great sponsor, and they contributed to this and made it part of our event. And this is where grudge racing is getting more interesting. This is where we get these big companies to support us and show us love. And just to fast forward through that, we got to the day, and that was August 9th, which was, 2 days ago now. And we had 47 cars enter the shootout. It didn't cost them not one penny to get in the shootout. We had a great drawing. It took us less than an hour to stage 47 cars. as I'm editing these videos, and you guys have probably heard, it was some of the best doggone racing you have ever seen. No oil spills, no crashes in the shootout. It was neck and neck every time these cars went down the track. And, man, it was a blast. And then we also had the South. And, man, we can't thank the South no more than anything. But, man, Tony Bynes came up with Rambo and came up with the Blue Genie. Then we had the 9-on-1 Bad Boys Wick come up with Candy Kane Jr. And then we also had Lil Rick come up. And, man, them boys put on a show, boy. I tell you, y'all boys got some
You forgot
bad
one. Not to cut you off, but you forgot one. You forgot now. Uh-oh. You forgot Smokey.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Smokey now. Don't forget my Smokey in there now.
Man, Smokey ain't nothing, Brad, man.
Come on, Wayne.
How you doing, Brad, man?
Hey, I'm hanging it though. I have to throw everybody, Lil Rick, Wick, Tony, and Smokey represented the South, and you know they did the best they could. A lot of us, you know what I mean. We didn't have the records we wanted, but guess what? You know what I mean. I'm gonna let Peso finish up and tell who actually won the Grudge side. Y'all did keep that money up there now. But I'm going to sit back and let – go ahead, Peso. You got the flow. Go ahead.
Well, I ain't going to have to help me out on this one because I've been chopping numbers before. What I know, Brian Chucky Davis, I believe if I'm right, he lost once and won twice to the South. So I think Brian Davis went 2-1. He beat 9-on-1 twice, and he also lost. And then I believe Tony Bynes, I don't believe they lost, honestly, because – Wicked Quick and them, I think they red lit, and I forget what Junior did. So I got to get it down, man. I'm sorry, I've been chilling. So
this how I started, Brad, man. We had a testing tool on Friday, and it turned out into a mini grudge event. Soon as they saw Little Rick landed on the property, him and Brian Davis ran off the trailer. No BS, just look one another, and you want to do something? Yeah, I want to do something. They ran out the trailer. Brian Davis left Little Rick sitting there, but Little Rick, you know, Brian had little issues. Little Rick came on around and took the W. Then after that, was that Brian Davis called out Little Junior and knocked him off, you know what I mean? So, and we had one other grudge race on Friday night. So that set the stage right there. We had three on Friday. And then in the first round of the shootout, 9-on-1 Bad Boy, Witt looked Brian Davis in the eye. He looked him back in the eye, what you want to do? And Tony said, I want you first round. And they did it. And also we had 10 first 10 matches was all first round call out. So we started the shootout with 10 grudge races. So and Wicked Quick did it first round, and Tony Bynes cut a mean light on Wicked Quick. I'm talking about before Wicked Quick had left that trans break go, I think Tony Bynes was at the 330, man. The only better light he could have cut was a red light. So then 9-on-1 wasn't done, so he called Brian Davis out again, and, man, them boys just kept racing, man. It was unbelievable.
Wow. Well, I got word that Tony went 4-1. They did say he paid a punk out, but I don't know. Did any of y'all hear about that?
Tony paid. Who he paid the punk out? He paid the punk out to who was that?
Only race that I didn't see, I think, was Jimbo and him.
He paid Jimbo the punk out.
Yeah.
And Frankenstein
had to pay him the punk out.
Right. So that gave Tony 4-1. And 9-on-1 boys, you know, I love them to death. They, you know what I mean? They went 0-3, but they was out there fighting now. They was out there fighting. And I want to give a big shout out to them. Lil Rick went up there and showed out 1-1. But the number one, the only one came back undefeated. The undefeated
Willie Dog.
Yes, sir. Lil Smokey.
Goodbye.
Oh, man. little
smoke. He did something crazy to Melvin Coney up here.
Well, you know, hey, that's what it's about. And I don't have an overall score. I don't know if anybody that we came that, you know, actually traveled up there from the South. If, you know, if y'all know of anybody, please hit the one button and come on in so we can recognize them. Because anybody that went up to that race, man, for it to be that great, I hate I didn't make it. But I just want to, you know, give a big shout-out to those that went and participated or those who ever just went up there and helped with, you know, streaming for the North or the South, because that was a great event. I look forward to it being, you know, back-to-back years with it. You know what I mean? Coming back, just continuing to doing it annually. That's what I'm looking for, an annual event. That's the word I was looking for. Annual event. Is the first time.
And that's what we want to make it, Brad, man. But I also want to say one other thing. Regardless of what the North versus South record was, the fans wanted to see Tony Bynes. They wanted to see Willie Dawg. They wanted to see 901. They wanted to see Trigger Man. They wanted to, you know, shoot the shit with you know, with Cowboy and them. And you know what, man? Them guys came up here and did exactly what they said they did, man. They put on the show. They raced. They talk with the people, man, and everybody was happy to see them, man. They, you know, the shootout was a hell of a shootout, but they played their part in making this a great event. We appreciate them coming up here.
Well, I you know what, Big Wayne, I want to say, you know, that stand up for you to say that. And I want to also say that, you know, I know that, you know, we're all grudge racers, and we got, you know, we got some of us from, you know, all parts of this place. And I know we play a lot with saying North versus South, but, I mean, y'all up there, you know what I mean? You know, y'all got a different time that y'all run. You know what I mean? If y'all really had the time to run like we do down here as far as the weather and stuff, you know what I mean, it would really be just, I mean, it would be awesome. But with that being said, what I'm trying to get out is, I tease a lot, but, I like y'all just, you know, the same, you know what I mean? To me and y'all eyes, y'all do well up there. You just from the North, but you still a human being, and I respect you the same way as I do the people down here. We just only using those for epiphanies, you know. It's the North, and this is the South, and we play with that a lot. But y'all do y'all thing up there. I give y'all must props, and, you know, these shows that y'all been throwing up there the last couple weeks has been just great. If Terry, you on the phone with SVO, how did their car look over there? Did they show up over there at Wayne? You know what I'm saying?
They had some issues, man. They had some issues. I believe they had a wastegate leak, and they finally got it. And they've been running this whole time with the leak, I believe. And, you know, they finally got it fixed, and they threw their tune-up off, and then they had some other problems. So it just went, you know, they didn't have the day they wanted to have.
I know I want to thank him for, you know, just trying to keep us posted on what was going on with the show. He's always come through for me and trying to keep me posted when he's up that way. And I want to say thank you if he's listening. Me probably at work as well. But, Terry, if you're listening, man, I appreciate you for keeping us posted and you know, doing what you do. You know what I mean? I hate your car didn't run well. I really was looking to see you on some videos doing your thing. And with that being said, Wayne and Peso, I mean, you know, what other things went on that y'all really enjoyed about that particular race?
Just getting to meet all the different people, man. Just, you know, talking to these guys, you know, because, you know, I met most of the guys before, but, you know, I haven't had extensive conversations with them. It was just good. You know, knowing that they everyday people and they put their pants on just like me, man. They just love the game.
I feel you.
Yeah, for me, man, you know, the fans, man. I mean, for the first time in a long, you know, when I think of watching a football game and a basketball game with somebody turn the ball over or get tackled, and you hear the fans cheering and booing or cheering for their all-time hero. I have never seen the fans so engaged in a race like I've seen this past Saturday. The fans in this industry here are becoming more and more engaged in learning who their favorite car is and who that driver and who that owner of that car is. And that's what's really amazing to see, man. Cause these, you know, we put a lot of work into these cars, and now that people are getting fans and people are coming to the track just to see these people, that's very rewarding for everybody.
Right. You're right about that.
And we also had a 18-car field in our shootout race. We could have had more, but we stuck to a time limit, and, you know, once we got past that time, we weren't going to disrespect the other people that got their own time. So, you know, we cut it off at that, you know what I mean? So, you know, we got to keep our word in this business, you know?
Yeah.
What other class you had? You had another shootout?
Oh yeah, we had two shootouts. We had the 47 car. Yeah, it was a street car shootout, and you know, we had a list of rules to abide by these street cars, and I mean, and plates and insurance with registration. You know, two functional operational seats, a working alternator. You know, we had some good rules in there to really kind of call out the true street cars, man. And boy, oh boy, it was a quarter mile race, and a lot of us missed quarter mile racing. You know, we didn't do eighth of mile, and man, to watch these cars go out the back door and win, man, every race was close. My man won. Let me get his name. Hold on 1 second. I got it in my text. He won King of the Streets about a year ago, and Mike Warden. He has a red SN95 Mustang. It is the quietest car I ever heard, man. I mean, I feel like my pickup truck sounds like it has a larger exhaust on it than this car. But when that sucker rev up and go, I mean, he won every race by at least a gap. Everybody he raced,
wow,
he gapped. And yeah, that car, man, you would never guess. I would have lost my whole 401k and a pension on that one. Nobody even picked him to win. Nobody picked
wow.
that guy to win. He's a great guy, so we want to thank Mike for coming. I believe from Chicago. And, yeah, they had a street car race, man. It was good. It was fun to see those cars go out the back door. It really was.
Hey, I want to give a big shout out to Mike Warden. You did your thing. Yeah. It's on the Pin Man Show.
Yeah. And also, we want to thank the runner-ups, Mo Mackey in street car class, and the Blaine brothers in the 10K shootout.
Well, hey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go ahead and give them a big shout out. And, you know, last but not least, the man who kept the 10 grand, I'm looking for him. If y'all can send me his email address and, you know, all that so I can get me a loan from him. Big Jimbo! Jimbo, congratulations on winning that 10 grand, man.
Hey, that's Motor City Jimbo.
Oh, excuse me. Good God, Motor City Jimbo. I just want to congratulate everybody on that who, you know, went up there, like I say, and took cars and participated. And, you know, I'm just glad that, you know, Willie Dawg came back undefeated to the South. Little Smokey did his thing, and, you know, he went 1-0. And I heard that, you know, also, Wayne, I wanted to put out there, they said that next year, you know, you're going to be feeding the racers and stuff. They say this year, you did your thing. They enjoyed the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches you had for all the people. You know what I'm saying? So I look forward to getting me one next year.
Hey, for the record, it was we had steak, we had you know, we had hot dogs, we had hamburgers, we had some ribs, but my brother got there late, and that will not happen next year. That will not happen again.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, all that you've done. I mean, you know, we're gonna play around with certain things, but nobody, I didn't hear not one
for
damn
sure,
thing.
For sure, for sure, for sure.
And I got to keep going.
I didn't take it no type of way, Brandon.
Yeah. So, you know, but with that being said, man, I just, you know, I wanted to make sure that I get y'all in here and let y'all do y'all thing. And where's the next race going to be up that way that we know about? Or, you know what I mean? y'all going to continue to promote or what y'all doing?
Well, we definitely going to have another. You know, for me and Wayne, you know, we do usually two races a year, and that's the May 3rd race, you know, and this coming around is the Motor City Mayhem 3 will be coming next year, but we also do a monthly No ET race here at Milan Dragway. Every month we do a race very similar to our past race to where we have a shootout, and the next one will be August 23rd at Milan Dragway. You know, so if anybody ever want to come out and grudge race, we're a very grudge-friendly track, grudge-friendly environment. And that'll be the next race. Wayne, what else are we going to this year?
You know, we're gonna go up and we're gonna go the 23rd. We're gonna go support Scotty G and them. We're gonna support the Motor City Mafia on the 30th, and I believe we got a race over 41 in a couple weeks. And my man May Beers and them August 18th at 41.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we have it. I guess we'll look forward to the videos y'all post and sit back and, you know what I mean, enjoy the festivities and you know, just wish we was there to see it in live, you know what I mean, live action, you know. But I just want to continue to thank y'all, man, for, you know, doing what y'all do. And you know, we look forward to y'all just moving ahead with this thing. And make it a great annual event, you know. And I appreciate y'all.
Breadman, when you said you can't wait to come up here next year, we took that as a commitment.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, you know, I don't wanna say that, you know what I mean?
The contract is in the mail, it's a done deal.
Well, you know, I look forward to doing some racing next year, really. And I want to get up there and definitely show my face and you know, maybe get on the mic a couple times and let the fans see who I am, because a lot of the North really supports this show. You know, you know Wayne, you've been on here and Terry gets on here and a lot of the North supports the Breadman One Time Show, and I got to show my thanks. And get up that way and fellowship with y'all. So I look forward to it, and that'll be fine if you drop me in for next year, because I look forward to doing it next year. So, you know, I look forward to a lot more traveling. With that being said, y'all got anything else? I got 9092. I see you. I'm just waiting on this interview to end.
And thanks to Jay Barnes and John Ford for showing that Grudge Inc. brother some love. Appreciate y'all coming up.
That's what's up. That John Ford, he get around. He gets around, and he do some awesome pictures. And Jay Barnes, you know how he do. He said he was going to get on here, but I ain't seen him yet, so he probably busy.
just probably like my busy. Show.
Oh, yeah. Probably busy. You know how he do. You know how he does, so. With that being said, though, let me grab another line, Big Wayne and Peso, and I'm going to leave y'all mic open. If y'all come up with anything else, we can always throw that in as well. But I want to, you know, give y'all big props for throwing a great and awesome show.
All right. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. 478-9092. 478-9092. Good morning. Welcome to the Breadman Show.
Good morning, One Time Breadman and all the guys up there. It's good to hear guys saying like they had a real good time. I hope some all-day activity can roll right on down here to U.S. 19 Dragway this weekend on my second-year anniversary. And it seems like the guys had a lot of fun up there, good old clean fun. So, that's what we anticipate this weekend. But I just want to say good morning, Breadman, and looking forward to everybody to come down. I haven't made a personal phone call to you, but I just want to let you know you are most certainly welcome this weekend, the 15th and 16th. I got guys that are making reservations at the Hampton Inn that are coming in on Friday night. You need to say U.S. 19 Drag, where you get a rate of $99. This is a new motel right in front of the mall, so you can bring your wife. And bring that mobmoney.com with truck driver. Got to get reinstated, him and Tight Man, so that y'all won't have to come out all your pocket with your money. Y'all can go to mobmoney.com and pull you some money out because they show right in front of the mall. But anyway, we got some other news. I got a call from the coroner last night. The coroner is we're trying to lock in with the 5-speed with the top force in the car. They told me they're going to find out what's going to happen maybe a little bit later on, but they will be on the Bobby Ho Show, which that was supposed to Joe gave me, the Bobby Ho Show tonight, which is Jay Bunn's other show tonight. So they might be locking in. Bowley himself said that with the 5-speed, he won a lot. He said he's with the 5-speed with the top sportsman because they're going to get Bowley the back side. Bowley said he must have fell and bumped his D-head because he must have meant that he was going to get him the back car. But anyway, so tonight, if y'all ain't doing nothing, listening on the show, we'll find out what it was because this thing getting heated up. Also, Lil Rick, he said he will be in the house, and I think he said if anybody want to move, he going to be ready to try to see what he can do to him. So it looks like it's going to be a real good show. Don't want to hold up the show, boy, man, but like I say, hey, if y'all ain't got nothing to do that way north, and I know y'all kind of tired, but if y'all can find the energy, just catch 75. Come on down to X99, catch Highway 300, and you'll land right in the big city of all being enjoyed.
There you have it, y'all. That's the Bobby Wild Child, Billy Go Back.
Wait a minute.
Yes, sir.
I want to say this right quick. I know you said that you was going to go back up north so to get on the microphone and show the guys so they can know who you are, right?
Right.
When I get through slapping you and all this YouTube video that we're going to put up, trust me, they're going to know you. One time for your mind. I'm out.
Oh, boy, I'm glad this is going to be a short show this morning because, boy, I ain't finna get into it. Y'all ain't finna get me there. If we have any other announcements, y'all can get them in. I did want to say that there were a lot of folks that came to Georgia for the Shut Up and Race, and he did cancel it. I don't have text me. I can tell him when the re-race is going to be. Also, if y'all down in the South, in Florida, this weekend, they also having a race at Bradenton Motorsports Park that are listening. Tip TV is throwing a big race down there this weekend. And, I'm going to just tell y'all, I plan on being at US 19 Dragway this weekend. Definitely greeting everyone at the gate like I normally do when I'm in that area. So with that being said, if y'all don't have any more announcements or want to, find out anything, I did say this is going to be a short show. Y'all can push the one button, get on in and see what you feel or whatever you need to have going on. Otherwise, I need to get to the inspirational vitamin of this week. And we're going to ease on up out of here. I have some things that I need to take care of this morning. And I said, there's going to be a lot of individuals to get in here. And if you would hit the one button, sir. I got a lot of callers. Hold on a minute. Hold on here. This might be you. Hold on a second. 4142. Hello. Good morning. Welcome to the Fredman.
Call to say good morning and pretty good yourself. I just called to say good morning and give you some motivation.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it, Mr. Richard. I really do appreciate it. Thank you. You got anything you want to add to all that you heard this morning? You say you give me some motivation. Motivation to whoop Bobby or whoop you? Which one?
Whatever it takes to get going.
I appreciate that, Mr. Richard. All right.
Good show, man.
I appreciate it. All righty. We got an individual on here. He really don't need an introduction, but I got to give him one.
Mr. Shut Up and Roll!
Hey, first of all, Brad, how y'all doing? Appreciate you having me on the show. I came in late. We just called to see what was going on. The time I get in here, you talking about what I had going on. I really do appreciate that, Brad. And just showing love out to everybody. But I did have to cancel the race, my Shut Up Race event. I'm going to do it again on September the 13th. That's my anniversary. I do that every year, September the 13th in Edenton. But I also want to say, Brad, we'll be at Bobby Ray this weekend, and I'm planning on breaking the seal on his son. And I promise y'all, for everybody coming there now, if I turn that light on, and I'm planning on turning that light on, I'm going to put on the show out of the world. Y'all never forget, Brad. I'm telling you, I'm going to put on the show. I'm talking about after I turn that light on. So Bobby Ray will get ready. Oh, yeah,
hey,
I'm going to ask
you,
man, I'm ready.
You know, that's what you said last time. Hey, that's what you said last time.
Let me tell you something. Give me a minute.
Hold it. Can I talk for a minute? Give me a minute.
No, you can't talk. You can't talk, and I ain't going to let you talk because you weren't there to see your son beat me, but you were there when I beat the brakes off your son, O'Dean. And what did you say?
That was called. But you know what? Because, see, I told my son, Daddy can't always be with you. I got to send you out in the world. When you go out in the world, boy. You can't do it back. Go out and do what you got to do. Show me your man. But you always told me that he was going to have a baby, going to look like you, and then you said you were going to kill him. But then when we got the news, something happened. You put the bullet in the gun, and it backfired. That's all I got to say, Brett, man. I ain't got nothing to say.
Let me tell you something. Just like I told you the other day. And you got somewhere in my house. Your son, you got a back seat in the car. You sit in the car with your son, and y'all got the backpack. It's like kill both of y'all at the same time.
Look here. I think you need to try to kill him because you done had problems. You done let Ryan kill you. I know he's nervous now, y'all. He's nervous. He's so nervous. Hey, I'll tell you what.
I'm so nervous, I'm coming out of the trailer. I ain't nervous about nothing. I don't let him see.
I've been talking to him. So you pulled that thing on him before. So I told him, since you don't want to listen to me, you know, you want to listen to everybody else. But I don't think you're gonna get him like that no more.
Man, please.
So,
I'm not worried about your son.
But anyway, you're gonna be killed. I don't dare tell you. J Bond. They call it the. Grudge ain't gonna be in the house
He gonna have his car there too.
Bread man supposed to drive or me one, We got some long tubes now.
Hey, I tell you what, with Jay Vaughn car, either one of y'all, I will run. I don't care who drives you or Bread off the trailer when I get there. What do y'all want to do? Do we need to get there on the phone and try to get them locked in? Do we need to get there on the phone?
Well, I ain't never drove the car, so I just can't go doing nobody thing off the trailer.
Okay, you got one shakedown then. You already know I got a little peanut motor compared to what y'all got. I can't give you 2 minutes shakedown. I'm willing to try something.
Brett, man, what you think, Brett?
I don't have – it's not my car to make that decision.
Get Jay Vaughn on here.
You heard me tell you Jay Vaughn supposed to call in, but he didn't. So you know how that goes. You know, but it ain't my car to make that decision.
But look at him, Landrea. He's supposed to be on the Bobby Ho show tonight. That's what he called it tonight. His other show tonight. So we might can find out what you need to do since you wanna come on here with all this flabbergasm. All this flabbergasm that you're doing. Have you noticed he ain't been acting right, he ain't been walking right, he ain't been talking right.
Man, I tell you what.
I tell you what you do.
I did you a favor. I went here to call and made funeral arrangements for your son. He will be there. I'm going to tell you. Your son will be killed. You're 19. The day I come down there, and the funeral will be Sunday at 1 o'clock. So
we're going to go and get him out there. We're not going to even put him on. We're not going to put him in the ground. We're going to lay him on top. We're going to take him out there with the rest of the people out there, and we're going to lay him out there on top of the ground. Let the mother pick it at 8. You know what I want to say, bro. Let the mother pick it at 8. Lay him on the top and let the mother pick it. You out there long with it. You don't like it, you can get in the car and get the same thing.
Well, listen, we gonna see each other down there, but we can't make any decisions, Manuel. Let me go and call you like Cowboy. Manuel, we can't make any decisions. But with that being said, I gotta bring another individual in. He's been holding for a while. This man really, to me, is he really don't need an introduction because he is who he is. But he is the only one to come from up north this week that has been undefeated, the undisputed dog.
Hey, Brad, man, I'm going to be short and sweet because I'm on the road right now. I'm going to be short and sweet, though, but I got three things to say. Awesome event out in Milan, Michigan, Mayhem 2. I got some interesting perspective to put out on that on my show tonight after Ernie. It'll probably be coming on around about 7 o'clock. I got some perspective to put on that awesome show. Some people might like it, some people might not, but I'm going to use Russ Limbaugh's term. I'm going to make some sense out of the nonsense. Also, I got one more thing to say about Bobby's show on the 19th on the 16th down there this weekend. If Biz get his stuff together, I ain't going to tell you what that is. He said you ain't got to worry about Jay Bond's car, you ain't got to worry about Junior car, you ain't got to worry about Mandrea car. You better worry about Cold Black. That's all I'm going to say about that. And with that being said, I'm going to be short and sweet. See y'all this evening on the Ask Ernie show. Right after the Ask Ernie show, we got some very interesting stuff to go on. And Bobby Childs Jr., his son, Bobby Childs Jr., with the slowest damn G-body in the world, I'm coming in the gate, buck naked at him. I'm going on mute. I don't want to talk to nobody. Bye, Brad, man, and thank you for having me on.
Good God. I can't do that.
We got another one from down south here. This man also is one of the renowned blog talk radio individuals that is also getting in the promoting world. The one and only, the world famous Tilt TV.
Good morning, everybody. How you doing, Brad?
I'm hanging in there. How you doing?
All right, hey, man, I appreciate the plug on the race this weekend down in Bradenton Motorsports Park. Tip TV is putting on a race out there this weekend. We've got a 6:30 no-time shootout, some good racing, testing tune, motorcycle and car. So y'all come on out and support your boy. And Bobby Charles, congratulations on your anniversary, and I hope you have a good turnout there, buddy. I'm proud of you. Keep moving forward. With that being said, Brad, man, one time for your mind. Appreciate the plug. I'm going to have to keep you up, Doug. I'm out of here.
Thank you. I didn't mean to. Yeah, he rolled the window down. He probably heard Mandrill on here and didn't want to say nothing. You know how that go, though.
Yeah, he's a good dude. Mr. Tip, good dude. Red, good dude. But, anybody that want to go to Lenny Child's funeral, it'll be Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Good.
Everybody know that'd be great. Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody want to go to your
They're gonna get the wrong cash. Really, it's gonna be Mandrill funeral. I just want to make a correction.
Wrong cash. Like you gonna claim he the wrong baby? You got a wrong child. Child.
Yeah.
That's what you gonna claim. Wrong child. That's what you gonna say when I kill you? Not my child. No way. I know you. That's what you gonna say?
He listened a little bit now, Mandrill. You and Willie Dawg better be very careful.
If you listen, why are you talking for him? Why are you talking for him? You listen.
Because he made me cry when he went down there and executed you. He said, Daddy, get what I did. I said, what you do? He said, I just chopped Mandrill's head off. He said, he down there flopping around like a chicken with no head. Just jumping around.
Your son was suicidal. He got a win on me. He was suicidal. He came in at me. Will you let me win? I told him I'd think about it. I looked in the car. He had a 38 sitting on the other side, and I said, this man going to kill himself if he don't win. But guess what? I'm going to let him kill himself on your day.
No, he was down there flying around like a chicken. See, Manziel was just so choked. Manziel said, man, I left. He said he just saw the wind like blanket. But it was blanket bread, man, but a blanket on the other side.
Hey, listen, say, y'all didn't know I did want to cry, though. I was high in the world if this something beat me. I ain't going to lie. Hey, listen, while we talking about that day, though, that day right there, for the amount of car, and I told Dalton, for the amount of car, it was in that office that day. I thought it was going to be, you know, way more cars, which was a lot of cars there. But for the amount of cars that were there, I told Dog in the stage lane, that Dog ran that race like it might have been 300 cars there, back to back to back to back to back. But people that came there that day, you got your money worth.
Mandrell got killed on the big stage. Ain't that something?
When I turn the light on Dana, you might as well shut the track down, because I'm going to show out so bad. You might as well tell the kids to turn their head. Tell the kids to turn their head, plug it in. I'm going to show out so bad when I come down there. You going to see?
Now let me ask you a question. Yeah. If you don't turn that light on, what's going to happen?
That's what we do. You know what I'm saying? It's good to give love back. if they, you know, race good up there, hey, that's a good thing to go and tell them the truth. Did you get a chance to see old Smokey go down through there?
No, I didn't. I didn't go to the race, Red Man. I was just listening to the show, you know, as the reports was coming in.
Red Man.
Okay. Let me cut that man out, Red. But I got the one and only, the best Red Man in the world, Cowboy.
There you go. What's going Cowboy. On, Cowboy?
Yeah, what's happening? What's happening, Red Man?
Yeah, I got a brother on here from up north that wanted to give y'all some love, man. His name Tony. Tony, go ahead, man.
What's going on, Cowboy? Hey, man, I just want to give mad props to y'all, man. Y'all went down there and did y'all thing. And for those who don't know, I noticed something about Primetime Crew. They might have 5 races, they'll win 4 out of 5. They might have 7 races, they might win 6 out of 5. But that recognition ain't really coming in over these phones. But I just want to call and say congratulations to y'all, man.
Hey, Tony, if they win 6 out of 5,
they're
some mad people if they can win 6 out of 5.
Thank you, man.
So, well, Willie, really, that goes out
of
you too, Willie,
dog. If they can win 6 races out of 5 races, they're some bad people. I ain't never heard that in my life.
Well, 5 out of 6, Willie, dog. My bad. 5 out of 6, man.
No, I read 20 lines. He kept the punk out,
buddy. No. You missed what he said. He said they won 6 races out of 5. If they had 5, I could even win 6.
Nobody can do that to the dog. Hey, nobody can give me the dog. He kept the punk out.
Yeah, though, man. I just want to send my mad props out to y'all, man. Y'all did a damn good job. Good job.
But look at us. And look, that dog won a race, too. That dog saved us, too.
Dog, that's what I was saying. I said that earlier. Yeah.
Dog.
Not really
dog,
too.
Dog.
Hey, Cowboy, they said about them 500 we won at the end of the night, neither.
Yeah, right. Shoot me, dog won 500.
Oh, man.
They better the Nitrous car going to win, me and Cowboy. Me and Cowboy said the Nitrous car going to win.
That's right. But boy, it was close when the dog. We was on pins and needles.
Oh yeah.
Well, let me ask y'all, will any of them guys from up north will be coming down south anytime soon to engage with y'all?
Hey, to be honest with you, I got a whole segment I'm gonna do tonight on that race, and I'm gonna bring out a lot of stuff. But the guys from up north know them to come down here anyway, man. We just now start going up there more. You know, prime time and 9-on-1 travel, but you know, more people from the south need to start doing it, and we need to make this thing a fair thing for everybody traveling. But I'm gonna do a whole segment on that tonight, right after the Ask Ernie TikTok. You might want to listen in on it there, cause I got a lot of stuff to bring out, a lot of people don't understand, and a lot of stuff going on that need to be straightened out. But overall, it was a great event, great event. Well, we'll talk about that later on tonight. Breadman wanted to get out of here quick today, so I didn't want to get it on his show. No way, I wanted to go and do it on a separate program and get the boys the proper recognition that they need to get.
Okay. All right, well, that's pretty much it, Brad, man. I thank y'all, man.
Hey, Tony, I do want to tell you, you need to have your dog number punched in at about 5:43. Just start hitting the redial button, because other than that, you ain't going to get on that show tonight. And once he put it out like that, he ain't going to get on there. So you might want to, I'm just, you know, throwing it out there, because otherwise, you know, I try to get on there every week. And I be calling all around, and I have to, you know what I mean, I have to call the phone company themselves and tell them who I am just to get in on the show. So it's pretty rough.
Well, Brad, one of my favorite guys, but I'm going to feel sorry for Bobby Jr., for Bobby Childs Jr. first, and I'm going to feel sorry for Mandrill second. Because, see, Beers want both of them, and he told me to kill both of them, man.
Okay, tell Ben, I don't like to do no begging, but y'all make it right. Y'all got to ask me. I get that.
Oh,
I know. I can't run with that. Y'all make it right.
Looking at man, stand and be a man. You always talking about make it right. Dude, you done killed you, so it's time for you to come back to the forefront. Stop begging.
You know what? I'm
going to
let it go. 2-on-1 right now. I'm
going to
let it go.
I want to say this, too. We've done the last week, Sunday Street Night, done the the streetcar shoot out from the top end of the track, the shutdown area. And, man, I just want to say thank everybody for coming out. It was a success, and that thing looked like it's going to catch on fire. I mean, we had some pretty good hitters come out there. It was actually fun to see these cars trying to leave from the big end on the track down there. And, they were doing a pretty good job, but just want to say shout Street Night. He's done a real good job with that. We had a lot of cars and a lot of spectators, and they got to the final ring. You know what happened then, don't you, dog? The bottom
side. Don't make me do like I did Macon now. Don't make me bring Smokey down there and close the whole doggone track now on that shit. I bring Smokey down there and go to y'all ass.
I tell you what, it's getting pretty heated up. Before he left that night, he got some serious phone calls, and it's going to be a hellacious show down there. With some dog and deal, you might want to bring Smokey, because they're talking about some pretty nice money. And I'm talking, you know, some nice stacks. That's all I want to say. Brad, man, you can bring your car. You probably can run in that. Uh-oh, let me go on mute.
Man, Brad called a playpen.
That's just the wrong thing. Damn, I thought my mic was closed, dog. Oh, shit.
With that being said, y'all, Bobby done, he done really up. He's really irritated me. I'm finna get off the show now. I'm mad now. I don't want to say what I got to say.
I'm really
agitated at, you know, what he just said, and, you know, I don't want to say what I need to say. With that being said, I'm finna shut it down. I'm finna just go and get an inspirational vitamin before, you know what I mean, get it out, you know, it come out the wrong way. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that, y'all. I don't want it to come out the wrong way. And y'all know I'm human. Y'all know I'm human, so y'all need to, you know, y'all need to really pray for me right now, because I need it.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
I'm looking for my music right now, y'all. I'm looking for my music. Y'all give me 1 minute. Looking for my music. You want me to sing it for you? No, you done enough. You done enough, sir. You done enough. There we go. All right, hey, I hope y'all said all y'all going to say. Y'all know tonight, Tech Talk with Ernie, and, you know, the special dog going to have on right after that. Y'all get in early, because y'all know how it is. For those of you that don't know, y'all can call the phone company, and they will get y'all on dog show. Call the phone company. That's the only way you're going to get on. If you wait late, 1 minute after 45, it's tough. So with that being said, y'all call in early, and we're going to be waiting on y'all. Tech Talk with Ernie. Write your questions down. Participate and try to stump Ernie. That's the thing. I want to see somebody stump Ernie tonight. Tonight is the night. Somebody call in with some good questions, because I truly want to see and learn something as well. With that being said, September the 13th, Mandrell Shut Up and Race. August the 16th, this weekend, you got Pro Stock Joe, you got Mr. Tip TV, and Bobby Wildchild. You got three races you can choose from. That's all my announcement, and you know what I mean? I appreciate y'all. Let me go ahead and get this inspirational vitamin out the way.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus.
The inspirational vitamin this week is, you are destined to succeed. God knows how to bring something good out of every bad situation. No matter what you're facing, remember, nothing is too difficult for God. May God continue to give you strength. You're too blessed to be stressed. Be not discouraged of the task ahead of you. It is never greater than the power that you have within you. With God, you can do all things. With that being said, that is the inspirational vitamin, August 11th, 2014. We look forward to seeing you again next week. Mm-hmm.
Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power.